I see something in Laura's fishbowl which makes me terribly upset.
Where's the fish?
Dead? Oh, looky.
Is he dead?
Look, he's not moving. This fishy.
Is he hurt or dead?
I think he's dead.
He looks dead to me.
And how come his eyes are open?
Well, that's how fishes look when they're dead. See, the other fish is fine.
You know what it looks like to me? It looks as if he were injured. Look at the top of his head. Should I get the fish net, Jeff, so we can take him out?
Yes, I think so.
Please, he's dead.
Is he dead or hurt?
I think he's dead. Oh, poor fishy.
Maybe. Is that Sue or Jan who's dead?
Sue, I think.
Sue died!
Yeah, isn't that sad, Laura? You feel bad?
Yeah, but maybe I'll get
another
fish taker, and maybe I'll get another
fish. Another fish, a fish
store? Yeah.
Pet store?
Yeah. Maybe I will.
Isn't that sad?
Maybe we'll get another one.
Let me see if I can find the little box.
Do you have a little box here?
I had a little box.
Do you want to just take it away?
It looks as if this fish was hurt, Jack.
Hurt?
Yeah.
How was he hurt? I didn't make him dead, did I?
No, you didn't make him dead. You took such good care of Sue.
How was she hurt?
Well, you know, Joanna, cats sometimes like fish and hamsters.
And Katie could have done it?
Especially since Katie looked like she was hurt, too.
Maybe the bowl was too small.
No, the fish was
hurt.
Let's
feed this fishy, though. He looks hungry.
No,
this fish.
No, I want to see the other one.
This one? The dead one?
Let's see.
Sad, isn't it? That's very sad.
That's sad for him.
Yeah. Let's feed this one. So this one.
See which one I have?
Yes, it might fit you.
Is this a little tooth? It's hardly an inch long. And no, it's dead. Poor Sue. I think it's dead. Poor
Sue.
How come you're keeping the tape recorder on in her room?
I'm not.
Here.
And how come it's on?
Just leave it alone.
No.
Yeah,
right?
That's good for the fishy.
Yeah, baby, I'll get a new one. Right?
Yeah, look how, let's watch this fishy if he's going to eat. Come on, fishy.
Maybe
he's eating. Look how he's eating.
Yeah, maybe she'll hurt him really hurt bad, and maybe that's gone.
Look how he's eating.
Sue got hurt by Katie.
He got scratched by Katie.
That's right.
That's why she's dead.
That's right, she got scratched.
I didn't make it dead. I didn't give her all the food much.
No, you
did a good job.
You did a terrific job taking care of Jan and Sue. You didn't give her too much food.
Yeah, okay, she was up in the room yesterday, and a little long time ago when the bath was done, when that terrible bath was done, and Katie was up here, and she made that fish die, right?
Could be.
Maybe yesterday when it was in the morning, and then it came make the scratch that was 100 times.
Maybe Katie scratched her. Look how this one is eating.
Yes, I'm glad that the other fish is healthy and that Katie didn't hurt both fish.
Yeah.
We're going to have to not let Katie where the fish are.
Or the hamster.
Or the hamster.
But I wasn't taking care of. I was taking
You took terrific care of the fish.
Yeah, but she's dead. I didn't make them dead, right?
No,
right.
It was Katie.
It was. And Katie didn't mean to, Laura. Kitties don't mean to catch birds and hamsters and fish.
But they. They send me out to be sorry, right?
Yes, and something inside them just makes them hunt. But they really don't mean to hurt the other animal.
Yeah, but our animals will be safely dead.
Yes, safely dead, Arun.
Yeah.
What should we do with your fish?
I was putting in a trash can.
You want to put him in the trash can?
Well, I want to see him again.
Yeah.
I like it.
Goodbye, fishy.
No more fish.
He's gone now.
He can't breathe anymore, can he?
Let's see.
He's going to the trash can now, okay?
No, I want to touch.
You can touch if you want to touch.
No, could you help me touch with a Kleenex?
You want to touch with a Kleenex? Okay, I'll get you a Kleenex.
Because it's terrible to touch with only a finger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Terrible to. I know that one won't die. That one's really dead.
We are paying attention to you too, Joanna.
Down with Joanna.
Daddy's going to go down with Joanna. Did you touch it through the Kleenex?
Yeah.
Good job.
I'm going to put it in
a
trash can.
You want
to
do it?
Yeah.
Oops, don't fall off the chair.
Just a second. Let me close it first.
It's really terrible.
Well, we have to throw it outside.
I think so.
We're going outside with it.
Okay, you go outside with it. What are we going to do for special time today? What person are you going to make?
Ruthie! From the purple baby already.
Oh, Ruthie. Will she be back then? When the baby's out?
No. But she's fat still.
Yes, she's fat still. Baby's still growing.
I wonder if it'll be a boy or a girl.
I have no idea whether it'll be a boy or a girl. I'm really wondering the same thing myself. Do you think Ruthie cares?
No, not much. Oh, I'm so
pretty. Okay, put some of my old hat.
Yeah.
Look, you know what the trouble is? You're half on the floor and half on the rug. Back up a little tiny bit.
No, I'm on the rug.
No, it's harder to draw on a rug than it is to draw on a little bit. Whoops, upside down. It's the pin. Should I get you a crayon? It might be easier. It's a crayon. I'll get a crayon. You used to have a whole lot of crayons. Want me to write for Ruthie?
Yeah.
Why don't you
hiding him. It's not good for anything else. 4. Lucy. And now what do I write? 4. The baby. Boy, Lucy will be pleased by this one. You want to make Lucy and the baby? Just go ahead and try. Just make it the way you think it feels right. Well, go ahead and try. Well, I don't know what you're trying to do. What is it you're trying to do? I'll help if you tell me what you're trying to do. Okay, well, you make the circle. Well, let's make the circle together. It's hard for you to make the circle. There's one. Now, you want to make a circle for the baby, too? Is that how you do it? Which, did we make a circle for Ruthie or the baby? The one for Ruthie will have to be bigger than the baby, won't it?
Yes,
because the baby is littler than the mommy. That's right. And now do you want me to write on this what you wrote before? For Ruthie and for the baby?
We don't like it.
Guys, we're upset. maybe. No, or Ruthie or the baby from Laura, okay? And you want to tell me a story that I can write that you know what this is about? Okay, is that the story? You want to tell her that that's Ruthie and the baby? So how should I tell her? Or we'll tell her and give it to her. And that baby's a girl. Baby and Ruthie a girl.
Oh, we forgot to eat it!
Oh, we did, didn't we? Yes, we did forget the hands.
Silly Laura. The ears.
Oh, we've got the ears, you're right. We've got a lot of things, didn't we?
Yeah.
Alright, you put it on your desk. Would you like to keep that pen?
Yeah.
Well, let me see if it has any important writing in it. Yeah, it does. Let me tear out the important writing. Let me see if there's any other important writing. Okay? If not, I would be most happy to share the pen with you. Well, that's writing you did, so that's all right. All right? Are we about ready to say goodnight? No, but that's writing that it was a message for you, so you can keep it.
What's the message?
The message is right there. Now, let's call it a day, okay? Ready to get in bed? Thor, it's time to get in bed, honey. It's really late. Where's what? Wow, what's that? A what? Oh, it's a nice kite.
I don't have to, but I have to say goodnight to you now. I don't have to, but I don't have to. And I want to make the emperor's tomb in there.